You are tuned to the Children's Hour right here on KUNM, and delighted to be with all of you out in listener land, as well as every wonderful person in the studio here, including Kieran Gonzalez. Good morning, Kieran.
Good morning, Katie.
You are a graduate student in chemistry, right? Or biology, or what do you study?
Biophysics. So kind of a combination of the two subjects.
Let's get right down to the meat of the matter. What is nanotechnology?
All right, nanotechnology. Now, one of the biggest things about nanotechnology is understanding the size of everything within the field. So if you guys can look at one of these Lego pieces right here, that's pretty small, right? If you were to consider that to be a nanometer, which is what they work with at the nanotechnology scale, we'd be talking that you, if you were trying to work with that piece of Lego, you'd be about the size of North America.
With that Lego. Which just, and he's, by the way, showing us a tiny Lego.
Yeah, something that's about a centimeter square. I mean, you guys would have to be the size of an entire continent to compare yourself to this. And that would be the difference between a nanometer and yourself right now. So these things are extremely small. It's a very small scale, something that's invisible to the eye normally.
Okay. And so nanotech, though, is it, it's a thing. It's a, some, you're actually building with things, you're making things that are that small?
Right. So nanotechnology specifically operates at that scale. We're trying to actually work with these things at this very small scale. So earlier when Matt was speaking about atoms and molecules, those things are actually built on the scale of nanometers. And we're actually trying to manufacture materials and, other particles and biological agents that we can use on that scale. So we're talking about like things like little proteins in your body that you get from food. We're trying to consider maybe artificial aspects of those.
Well, I had a question.
Sure, go ahead.
You said if you were as big as a continent, you'd have to be as big as a continent to consider that as a...
A nanometer, yeah.
Nanometer. And so, like, what kind of, which continent? North America, South America, Europe, Asia, Africa, Australia?
I was thinking the scale of North America pretty much from, like, the Panama Canal up to the top of Canada. So we're talking,
big.
10,000 kilometers.
Or actually small.
Wow.
So what we're thinking about is you're actually, so I am really confused. How on earth do you make something that is that tiny, and why?
Well, there are different methods to make something that small. We have a lot of really big devices that can actually manufacture something very small. They use, you mentioned or briefly on plasma, they can use stuff like plasmonics, which is a type of technology that essentially vaporizes things, turns them into almost a gas, like he was mentioning earlier, and into very small particulates. And then they can use small currents and small, so small,
pieces of electricity?
Yeah, exactly.
Actually move it around and
exactly.
Stuff?
And
manipulate
and,
it?
Manipulation through magnetic and electrical fields. So little magnets and little currents that are running through these very fine devices.
And why do you want, why is this a field? Why, I mean, it's fascinating, but why do we need things that are so small that we're manufacturing?
Well, so this is kind of the cool thing. This leads into where is nanotechnology now and where can it go in the future? So have you ladies and boys used smartphones before? Laptops?
Yeah.
Okay. So those use things like light-emitting diodes and liquid crystal displays. So those are nanotech-based ways of getting the screen to actually resolve your pictures. And what the way they're going right now is you could actually manufacture these surfaces that could curve and let's say, wrap around, let's say, a round surface or a pole or a round building, and you could actually have images that are running through that over the course of this surface. There's that one application. So you see a lot of stuff in electronics, like microprocessors, stuff that they do over at Intel. And then we have more, let's say, commercial aspects. Have you guys ever played tennis?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So those rackets are pretty light, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Right. Well, they're working to make even lighter rackets right now by using carbon nanotechnology, stuff with carbon nanotubes. They can actually make rackets that are only maybe a pound and a half, but that are 10 times stronger than steel.
Wow. And that's all with nanotechnology.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really cool.
So I have to ask you about another application, and I know this might not be your field, but let's come back to you. We have to take a break. You are tuned to the Children's Hour right here on KUNM. You are tuned to the Children's Hour here on KUNM, and we are in the studio talking with a graduate student at Kieran Gonzalez, and Kieran's talking with us about nanotechnology. And we left you before the break with a question about the application of nanotechnology, like where do we find it? And you're explaining how it's in computer screens and it's in all kinds of technological stuff. It's in, where else did you say it was?
Tennis rackets.
Tennis rackets,
tennis balls,
right. Tennis balls, all kinds of things we use. But here's what has my interest really piqued, is where we get involved with nanotechnology, which is these tiny itty bitty machines in relation to biology and human beings. I understand that nanotechnology is possibly a future cure for cancer, and I want to know about that, about nanotechnology and biology.
Well, nanotech bioapplications are numerous. I mean, we're talking about the field of medicine just being completely turned on its head. So you could do anything from treating sicknesses such as cancer to even simpler basic things like scratch and wound repair. So right now with smaller applications like bandages, you guys have used Band-Aids before, right?
Yeah.
Okay, right now they have Band-Aids that also have silver nanoparticles in them that prevent bacteria from growing on these surfaces. So you can actually put down this Band-Aid essentially over, let's say, a burn, and so you don't get an infection. These nanoparticles that are in this bandage will actually surround and kind of engulf any kind of bacteria, surround it, and just crush it. So it doesn't have the potential to actually get you sick. And then as far as what Katie was talking about in terms of cancer, you have further applications in what they call nanobots or nanorobots. So they're looking currently into these developing technologies where you're generating little tiny robots that can actually travel in your body. And these things would be able to essentially cure anything you program them to. So if you guys were sick, let's say you had a common cold, you could actually design a little robot to go and search out for these little bacteria or flu viruses that are actually making you sick, and you could attack those deliberately. In the case of a cancer, it would again go to these localized cells, these inflamed areas, and it would actually attack those and destroy those cells.
That is just incredible. And
wow.
when you're talking about these little robots, are they actually made of like metal and what we think of a robot as being made out of? Or if you're injecting it in your body and it's traveling through your body, what's it made out of?
Well, so it can be made out of metal. It can be a composite or a combination of different things. Since these things are so small, we're talking those few atoms across, remember how tiny those are? If these are traveling in your system, it can be a combination of metal and more biological stuff, carbon, nitrogen, all these other things that are normally found in your skin, in your blood. And it could be, for instance, a metal core surrounded by a more biologic or more apt to your, similar to your body, and travel in the blood system that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So do you really think that in the future we'll be using these just as often as we use medicine now? Like, is there any medicine now that uses nanotechnology? Or?
They are currently they don't have any human aspects right now, but they're already investigating in terms of animal models, stuff like rodents or simpler stuff like flies, where they're looking at cancer delivery systems where you're using a small package like a bacteria and you're sending a toxic metal to a localized cancer, and then it's actually essentially destroying the cancer. And we're seeing some pretty promising aspects in that.
Fantastic. We have Kieran Gonzalez. He's a student at University of New Mexico in graduate science, and he is studying nanotechnology. And I am so grateful. I never really understood what nanotechnology was before, and now I know it's part of my everyday life. Thank you so much, Kieran, for being with us on the Children's Hour.
Thank you, guys.